Beverly Mayor Mike Cahill is joining us on the line. And Mike, I understand. Well, first of all, welcome. And welcome, I guess, to this new reality that we're in.
I know, Bill. It's good. It's good to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. You know, I was thinking today, knowing that I would be talking with you, is what a difference a week makes, in particular for Beverly. A week ago, I mean, the whole talk of the town was the Beverly boys basketball team. What a great record-breaking year they had had. And now we've come to this, as we all know.
Well, so let's focus on that for just a minute. Those young guys had an amazing season. And they were, you know, brought so much excitement and joy and pride to the community. I'm so happy for all of them.
Exactly. And I know you were attending some of the games as well. Obviously it's a big interest of you and for the city. You're right. They were a great group of they are a great group of young men for sure.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Well, Mayor Cahill, a bunch of meetings today, a lot on the phone, conference calls, updates, state updates, federal updates. So what can you share with us? What do you know now that you might not have known, say, 24 hours ago?
Well, I mean, you know, things are moving nationally, right? The reality is we know that the coronavirus is here. I think we weren't able to do any testing prior to a week ago. And I think, what's become clearer to folks is that it's been here for a little while, and there have been people who, you know, likely have had it already. And I think we, like every other community, as we move forward, are going to hear of positive cases in our communities because the testing will show that. The importance of social distancing can't be overstated. It's everything right now. You know, all of the infectious disease and public health experts are saying that, you know, somewhere between 40% and 60% of the people in our country are going to get the coronavirus. And whether it's 40 or whether it's 60 or more will depend on just how well we socially distance ourselves from each other. We really shouldn't be around each other. And that's so culturally opposite to how we all want to live our lives, but people really should only be close physically with their immediate family. And that's leading to, you know, lots and lots of businesses closing. First it was, you know, gatherings and social, now it's business as well. And that's really our best chance. The experts are saying that, you know, somewhere around 500,000 people are going to die in this country. And that's if we do a really good job of social distancing. Now, hopefully it's less than that, but the numbers, the kind of the spread are somewhere between 500,000 and potentially as much as 1.5 to 2 million. And that is the real, you know, that's the real urgency of social distancing, to try to slow down the spread and keep those fatality numbers down so that our communities can bounce back and we don't all lose people we love.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about Beverly City Operations, City Hall, and so on. What is the update there?
So we closed our doors to the public last Friday, and, you know, for 2 weeks. But now the governor has put this this closure on schools and restrictions on businesses through midnight Sunday, April 5th. So we're extending out our municipal operations closure through that time as well. So we're adding a third week to the closure of city buildings. We do have employees working remotely. We have some employees working at City Hall or in the other municipal buildings, but it's a very, very small crew so as to keep people apart from each other. You know, our public safety officers are, you know, reporting for work as they need to every day. So, you know, that's critically important. Our public health team, the same. But, you know, our buildings and programs are closed to the public of necessity right now.
Well, and also, you know, I heard somebody mention this, and I was actually in a store today, and, you know, you want to thank the people that are working in the grocery stores and the pharmacies and so on, because they're, you know, it's not, you know, they have to go do that work. And I suppose put themselves at some level of risk, for sure. And,
Absolutely.
So again, I think we ought to, I think it's a good message to send to people to thank them at the checkout line or whatever. You don't usually do it that way, but, and I'll be honest with you, I forgot today, you know, one of those things.
No, that's a great point. Now, here's another great point. It's so important for people to take care of their neighbors. you know, you can't be physically close with people, but you can check in on them. And, you know, to anybody who's feeling isolated, people who live alone, people who may not have as much family nearby, to anybody who's feeling isolated, they should call us at City Hall during the day. They should call the Senior Center, and we'll get more information out on that, because we want people to know that people are here and caring for them. And if they have needs, we want to be able to try to help meet those needs.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. Mike, I mean, I know you have your hands full, and the city does, with all the things that, you know, come directly under your control as such. But what are you hearing about businesses and employment and jobs and that? What do you know now, and what are you hearing that might happen?
Yeah, well, I mean, we have a lot of people who've lost their income streams, you know, a lot of different types of jobs that folks have. Anybody in the entertainment industry, anybody in the hospitality industry, a lot of people working in real estate and finance and any number of businesses, a lot of independent contractors. It's a hard time, and you know, you hear that, and you know, Congress at the national level and the state legislature and our leadership, you know, they're all hearing it and they're all trying to take steps. There's no doubt that a lot of economic hardship is going to be visited upon people, and a lot of people are feeling it right away. So, you know, hopefully from the federal and state level, though, you know, that aid is coming, and it's got to be, you know, real money into people's pockets. And, you know, we're trying to pay attention to the fact that we have people who are, you know, who are food insecure already, people who don't have enough to, you know, care for themselves. And we know that there are going to be people who never experienced food insecurity who may well begin to in the coming days and weeks. So we're trying to make sure to support our local nonprofits and make sure that the infrastructure is in place to you know, so people have what they need. It's going to be a difficult time, and it really is going to take a community. Each community needs to take care of its own. And here in Beverly, we're working hard with our community partners and our government partners to make sure we do that. I'll add that the network of mayors and town managers on the North Shore are fantastic, you know, working together closely. Our statewide networks are working hard together. The governor, lieutenant governor, and their whole team have been fantastic to work with. Our folks in Washington, Congressman Moulton, our two senators, everybody is checking in with us daily and trying to make sure that they hear from us what we need, and we're trying to stay plugged into our friends and neighbors and business community and nonprofits. Really, everybody is working hard to stay connected and make sure that we understand and we plan for what's needed.
Yeah, I know, Mayor. I don't like to hear that cough or sneeze or whatever that was. Yeah,
that was a sneeze.
Well, Mayor, I don't want to hold you much longer. I know time is short. You're very busy and so on. But anything else to share with us? I think it was important to mention the nonprofits, the community organizations, the food pantries, and different people that are, you know, under the gun as well to make adjustments to their routines to adjust to serve the most needy and vulnerable in the community and so on. But anything else that you want to share with our listeners?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Two things. First, so many people want to help, and they're reaching out. They're reaching out to each other. They're on social media. They're reaching out to us. They want to help. The way that our food pantry needs help right now, and that's run by Beverly Bootstraps, they need donations. They need money. Unfortunately, because of the need for social distancing and all the concerns with you know, just how easy it is to spread the coronavirus, the right thing isn't to come down and volunteer on the spot. The right thing isn't to, you know, necessarily make a meal and bring it to somebody. It's, you know, it's really donating. So that's important. And I think another key thing is, you know, we know that our kids would rather be in school. It's funny. Kids always want a day off from school, but at this point they want to see their friends and they'd much rather be back in school. And that's not our reality right now. So just reaching out to families and kids with the message of, you know, we still are a great community. Everybody is thinking about each other. We all love each other. And right now, in order to show that, we really need kids and families to recognize and respect the importance of staying apart from each other. Going down to the park and playing pickup basketball or touch football or whatever it may be isn't going to help people. And so it's important that people recognize that and really and truly stay just with their immediate family for now.
Yeah. No,
it won't be forever, but it's got to be for now.
Yeah. You're right about that. Kids probably were thrilled to maybe get some time off, but yet on the other hand, they're probably saying, hey, my parents are driving me crazy, you know.
God bless them all.
Exactly. Well, it's very challenging for parents, for kids, and for all kinds of folks. And Mayor, thanks for all that you're doing. And I know it's a lot, and hopefully we can stay in touch, and we're available whenever you need us. But again, thanks for all you're doing, and I'm sure that hopefully we'll get through this.
Bill, we will, and thank you. And just to you and everybody who listens to us, stay healthy.
Gotcha. Mayor Michael Cahill, City of Beverly. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.